Back speaking this morning with Carl Papal from Eclipse Metals. Carl, good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, Carl, you've recently been over in Greenland overseeing your drill campaign there. Tell us a bit about what you saw and how it went.
Look, it was an experience that I learned a lot from. Managed to spend a fair bit of time during the drilling program understanding the actual project better, and also the infrastructure. We got obviously we looked at the power station that exists there on site to see how we can rejuvenate that. We looked at the records. The actual power station was operating up until 2012, so the records are there, and we want to rejuvenate that. And also the waste dump gave me a very good understanding of what we've got. Sort of consist it's consistent with what we've seen in academic records in the past, but having that first-hand information was brilliant.
And tell us a bit, Carl, about some of these encouraging early rare earth results here.
Yeah, actually, that's quite exciting for us to see. It's consistent. We have seen a lot of academic studies in regard to granite art, which gave us a complex rare earth mineralization within granite. Having said that, subsequent to that, we did surface sampling last year, and the PXRF results last year, it sort of threw us apart because it's quite unusual. It's very high on PR and DMDY, and so we were quite surprised to see those sort of numbers. I mean, there's rare earths overall is not rare. There's about 57 deposits that are economically viable, according to Technology Metal Research, the US firm. And the granodiorite carbonatite complex, having a extremely high PR and D levels, was quite challenging for us to really understand, comparing with the other 57 or 58 deposits, because very unusual, very high. And subsequent to that, we relied on laboratory results, and the laboratory results again confirmed that it was extremely high. So then from there onwards, we referred back to the academic studies of the last 30 years, which also pointed to the same thing. It's a very complex rare earth deposit that we have within Granadale. And from there onwards, obviously drilling it, while we were drilling it, seeing the actual I must say this, that this is the first time this particular ground has ever had any work done on it below the surface. So previously, all academic work was primarily on the surface. So for us to see below the overburden that exists on the surface was and the bedrock, and seeing that consistency within an area of 300 meters of similar type of mineralization was quite exciting. Subsequent, having the PXRF results showing again the same, we've got the laboratory results from the surface, and we believe that seeing the laboratory results on the drill results should also be consistent with what we have seen in the past.
And you're expecting these lab results Q1 next year, are you?
That's the expectation, yes. Yeah. The sample's on its way at the moment to Australia. We have also the waste dumps, which we've collected about 50 tons of bulk samples, and subsequently we crushed that in Greenland down to 30 millimeters. And again, the waste dumps, primarily historically, they're only focused on mining craolite, and they're never worried about zinc, silver, and lead. There's a lot of galena there. We have got assay results from the surface that shows up to about 3.5% lead, a very high content of zinc, and 165 grams per ton of silver. So if the bulk samples are consistent with what we have seen from the surface results, there's a fair bit of waste that's sitting in the waste dump. That's money on the ground.
What are you planning, Carl, near term as far as activity to advance these projects?
We're currently obviously working on the social environmental impact assessment in order to get exploitation license. The near term, obviously, we will be, the bulk samples will be going through a vigorous different sort of assessment to work the metallurgy of how to separate the different minerals within the waste dumps, and also understanding more the depth and the extent of the actual rare earth in Granada. So that's the near term, obviously, goals for us to achieve. And we hope to achieve that within the next 6 to 12 months.
Good to see you this morning, Carl. Thanks very much.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. Thanks, Andrew.